Hello, and welcome to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. All stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult themed and for a mature audience. Fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description, and also please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. And for today's episode, I will be reading Santa's Dirty Elf. Ugh, I groaned as I took the garbage out back of the mall to throw it in the dumpster. The only reason I volunteered was to give myself a break. I also wanted to take a few puffs on my blunt while I was out there. Tonight was one of the most stressful nights of the year when you're a mall worker. It was the last day we were open before Christmas. Everyone seemed to be here trying to crowd the space, trying to get whatever decent gifts were left at this late date. Everyone from the shoppers to the workers were stressed to the max. The only thing getting me through was my weed and what happens after the mall is closed tonight. It was the one night of the year that we put together a secret party for the regular employees only. No upper management knew we did this. Luckily, there was only one more hour until we got to lock the doors. We were trying to get all the things done early so we could get to partying as soon as the doors were locked. I took a couple puffs, thinking about how bad I needed a night to just be free and uninhibited. The last couple months had been a bit rough. My boyfriend of 2 years left me for the girl he had apparently been cheating with for about 6 months prior to finding out. To make it worse, they were constantly posting sweet relationship posts and photos, with everyone commenting and liking them. He never did those things with me. I, on the other hand, was sad and depressed, wondering why he found her better than me. Tonight, I would forget all that while I partied the night away. Smiling at myself, I snuffed out the blunt and headed back in to bust my ass for the next hour or so. The time flew, and before I knew it, I could hear the announcement that the mall was closing. You could feel the excitement as the last customers left and the doors were locked. Me and my co-workers excitedly headed down to the basement where the party was already getting started. Drinks and food had been brought down earlier this week, so all we had to do was pull everything out and set it up. It didn't take long for everyone to get down there and for things to start getting crazy. We were dancing, drinking, smoking, and I'm pretty sure there was some coke going around as well. There were girls dancing on the table while twerking to the music. Guys were salivating at the bouncing asses. Some guys and girls had snuck off to find a secluded spot to get it on. Lucky them, I thought. I could go for a good hard fuck right now, especially by a guy with a bigger cock than my ex and who loved to eat pussy. I didn't feel like dancing or drinking anymore. I knew if I had another drink, I'd be in the bathroom throwing up for the rest of the night. I grabbed a plate and put a few crackers and cheese on it, I went over and had a seat next to him, one of the elves from Santa's village. He was short, but not bad looking. He gave me a sly smile when I sat down. I felt my skin flush. The way he was looking at me had me feeling like he was undressing me with his eyes. I wondered what a guy his height had in his pants. Was it small to match his body, or was it large? I had seen a porno once where there was this really short guy, but he had a massive cock. He was the perfect height to eat her pussy while she stood, too, I remembered. This guy looked about the perfect height to eat pussy standing up. The guy he had been talking to got up to go grab another beer and chat up one of the other girls, not claimed yet. Turning to me again, he smiled and said, "Hey, I'm Jared. Are you here alone?" His eyes went straight to my cleavage while he licked his lips. I smiled back. "Hi, Jared. I'm Lacey, and yes, I am. What about you?" "Same," he replied. "Can I ask you a crazy question? What would you like to know, beautiful?" I leaned in. "I'm curious what size someone of your height has." I bit my lip and leaned back, waiting to see if he would answer my question. Had I not been drinking, I never would have asked such a personal thing. To my surprise, he responded with, "Want to see?" I took a look around. More than half the people had snuck off to have some private fun, and I really was curious. When would I ever have the chance to fuck a little guy? I leaned back in and whispered in his ear, "Let's go find someplace private." We slipped out of the room without anyone paying us any attention. We made our way down a couple halls before we found the perfect room. It was one of the store's storage areas for mattresses. There was a sample bed set up off to the side. There wasn't much light, just what was coming through the window on the door. It was enough, though, to see enough of each other. We didn't want to turn on the light and let anyone know we were in there. We locked the door behind us just in case another couple decided this would be the perfect place for their private time, too. We walked over and took our shoes off before climbing up on the bed. "Are you ready to see this?" he asked while pulling down on the elastic of his pants. He hadn't changed from his elf uniform. He just didn't have the hat or ears on. "I'm ready, show me," I replied with a little girly giggle. In a flash of movement, his cock came flying out. My eyes widened in disbelief. It was pretty fucking big. I would never have imagined someone that small would have a cock that big. It would be big for a regular size man. Guess that porno I'd watched had been truthful. "Wow, I'm impressed," I said while staring at it. "Why don't you put those sexy lips on it?" he said while bouncing it up and down a couple of times. I gave him a wicked smile. "It would be my pleasure." I took him in my hands. My mouth was actually salivating. I really wanted to suck this guy's dick. I looked up and down each side and then ran my tongue around the head, opening my mouth wide. I slid as much of him in and down my throat as I could. He grabbed a handful of my hair while I bobbed my head up and down, giving me a little push to suck faster. I enjoyed sucking his cock and made sure to give it my all. It was like sucking this elf's cock was a symbol of how my ex no longer mattered to me. I wanted to suck the stranger's cock better than I ever did my ex's cock, just to spite him. Damn, girl, you better stop before I come. I want to fuck you too, he said while pulling out of my mouth. I smiled at him and stood up to give him a little show while I stripped down my clothes. He watched intently, licking his lips when my breasts were released to his view. His mouth dropped open when I stood up from taking my pants and undies down. I did a full turn so he could take in all of me. "Wow, your body is amazing," he exclaimed after I'd come back around. "Come bring that pussy over here so I can eat it." I did just what I was told. I walked over and climbed up on the bed, laid down, and spread my legs. He climbed between them. He circled my clit with his tongue and then sucked it with just the right pressure. My hips lifted as he sucked. I was surprised at how good he was. It only took him minutes to get me to come in his mouth. Just as I was coming down, he slid a finger in. Oh my God, his finger was just the perfect length that the tips were rubbing my special spot. A pressure was building inside. I screamed when it burst. He sat up and pumped his finger with one hand and rubbed my clit with the other. I could feel the bed being soaked with my juices. "That's a good girl. You squirted real good. I bet that felt amazing, didn't it?" I could barely move or speak. I moaned my reply. Yes, I managed to breathlessly get out between gasps. "Get on your knees. I want to eat it from behind," he ordered, and I gladly complied. He spread my ass with his hands and then buried his face in it. He licked my wet opening up to my tight little asshole. He circled his tongue around the hole and dipped it in a few times. It felt so good. I had no idea getting your ass eaten felt like this. I had never had it done to me before. I didn't think I would enjoy it, but I did. A lot. I felt the pressure building again as he slid a finger in my pussy and rubbed that special spot. He continued to eat my ass while I came hard again. He lifted his head from my ass and moved back. "Turn back over on your back. I want to see that pretty face when I put this dick in you." Ooh, I loved how dirty he talked to me. He was like Santa's dirty elf. I did as I was told and turned back over onto my back. He moved up between my legs, It was kind of nice that I didn't have to look up at him above me when he would be fucking me. I was always worried my face would look funny while I was having an orgasm, or their face would look weird. He was so short that his dick was at the perfect angle to enter me all the way. He took his time sliding it in and pulling it out a few times. He was making sure I felt just how big his cock was and how good it was stretching my pussy. Oh my God, you are so big. I moaned out while he began giving me long, slow strokes. I could feel the fire he was igniting inside my body. I was already so sensitive from what he had done to me that I instantly came on his cock. Fuck yeah. I can feel you coming on this cock. Oh, it feels so deep inside me, I cried out. His thrust became harder and deeper. He knew how to make you come so good. I might just have to let this guy fuck me a few times after seeing how good he is. His shorter height didn't stop him from being able to thrust in there deep and hard. I could feel myself tightly wrapped around him. My body tensed, and all that mattered was the pulsing inside. He slowed his thrusts, allowing him to feel the pulsing as well. "Your pussy is so good," he moaned, before pulling out. "Oh, get on your knees like a good girl. Ooh, I love to be fucked doggy style." I knew I had a nice, big, round ass that guys love to watch jiggle while they slam their cocks in me. The angle allows guys to bury their whole cocks while having the leverage to really pound it hard, too. He didn't need to get on his knees. He was able to stand and fuck me from behind. It was crazy how good he was able to slam himself into me. I looked back and saw that he was watching his cock thrusting in and out of my tight hole. Ooh, it was so good. I loved the way he felt in me. I let out a little squeal when I felt a sharp slap on my ass, and then another. He licked his thumb and slowly pushed it into my ass, feeling the pressure of my asshole being spread and his pounding cock. I orgasmed fast and hard. I buried my face on the bed to muffle my screams. I thought he might be getting close to coming because of how hard his thrusts were coming. Just as his thrust started to become frenzied, he quickly pulled out and began eating my ass again. He slid two fingers in my pussy and was finger fucking the hell out of me. Oh God, my orgasm kept going on and on, one into another. I was having trouble catching my breath, but I didn't want him to stop. It felt way too good. He stood back up and slammed his rock-hard cock back into my wet pink little hole. I was a little afraid he was going to try and put it in my ass. I had thought about trying it, but I was afraid it would hurt. After tonight, I think I might give it a try with whoever I date next. I would not be doing that with just a casual hookup. I had been surprised at how I enjoyed his tongue and finger in my ass, though, and it had me wondering. My attention went back to what this elf was doing to me. He gave me a few slow thrusts and began increasing the speed and power with every thrust. All I could do was bury my head in the bed and hold on while he went to town on my pussy. He gave me two more jarring thrusts before his thrust stopped and his hot liquid filled deep inside of me. He held his cock in there for a couple of minutes after making sure every little drip was inside of me. When he pulled out, a wave of his cum mixed with my cum came exploding out. My pussy was a mess, but it felt so satisfied. That was fucking good. I'll be back in town in a few weeks. I'll come by and we can hook up again if you're down. He asked as we were finishing up putting our clothes back on. Sure, that'd be cool, I said, and meant it. Of course, I'd let him fuck me again after the performance he just put on. We headed back to the party. Some people were still missing in action. Some had left, and there were a few stragglers still partying it up. I was completely satisfied and ready to go home. I grabbed my things, called a cab, and slipped the dirty elf my number before leaving. The end. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature, stories by Nicole. All stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult-themed and for a mature audience. Fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And also, please join me on Facebook.com/tantalizingnature.